Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 56 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 55 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
Delta 8, Mike Sierra, Doug and Carol. We're just checking out a couple of HTs and appreciate the comeback.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. Call is Kilo Mike 8, Delta Alpha Delta, named Dan, and
yeah, thanks, Dan. Thanks for giving us a report on that, and we're going to continue on. Alpha Delta 8, Mike Sierra, and I'm clear, 73.
And not holding the repeater. If you want to try it again, go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. I may be a little bit out of range. AMHCAD monitoring.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 70 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, partly sunny. 73 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, partly sunny, 78 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, mostly sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 80 degrees.
Yeah, 80, well, monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 80 degrees.
KF80, YL, monitoring.
KF8DYL, this is NADELJN. Name is Larry. How are you today?
Hey, Larry, thanks for coming back to me. I'm doing just dandy this afternoon. No humidity, pleasant temperature. Enjoying a nice little cigar after dinner here. How are you?
Well, I'm still driving home from work, but it's been a great day. It's one of those work days when things work and you feel a really good sense of accomplishment. So that's a win for me. Now it's time to go home and relax.
Yeah,
I hear you on that one. That's for sure. Just been planning out some construction activities I got coming up in the near future and getting some orders in place. I feel a little bit of accomplishment today. Not much, but a little bit.
Just to confirm, your prefix is KF8?
That's correct, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha Yankee Lima.
Well, roger that. I'm in here in Lapeer County, and all of our newly licensed hams are getting KF prefixes, so congratulations on your license.
Well, thanks for that. Yeah, I got that back in April, so yeah, I'm fairly new here, so that's for sure. There's some KF8Bs now, though, so beware.
Roger that. Yeah, we in our last group, we had three, and they were all Bs. And so, well, just congratulations on that. Glad to hear you're on the air. An interesting statistic we learned in our training classes is that maybe only a quarter of the people that get their license are on the air a year later. So keep going. We're very glad to hear you out there.
Well, so what's that really saying then? So you're saying people get their ticket and don't do anything with it? Or you never hear them anywhere? I mean, they might be... Yeah, I'm not sure what that statistic really says.
Well, like with many things, it could be many reasons. Some get the license and, you know, just have the radio just in case, I guess. Some are actually concerned about getting on the air. And so in our training, we go to great lengths to actually practice being on the radio, without the radio and with FRS radios, so that they get comfortable with it. And so we're pleased that our new licensees are frequently on the air, and we think that helps a bit.
I see. So when you say you run into people who are concerned about being on the air, is that concern from, like, a privacy perspective? Is that concern, I think, maybe as I might take it, as you said, concern from just they're just anxious about it and need some help getting on the air the first few times?
Yeah, from what we see, it's the latter. People get mic fright, and I remember the first time I got on the air, I was nervous as all get out. And I'm a person who's been doing public speaking for 40 years. So, yeah, it was a pretty interesting experience that first time. And so we all understand what that's like, and so we try to do whatever we can to reduce that concern.
All right, yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I can definitely see that. I can't say that I had that issue, but I can definitely see it, that's for sure.
Now you seem to be very comfortable on the air. Well done. You have good operating practice. And I'm at the QTH, so I'm going to sign off and get in the house and have a little dinner. And just wish you 7-3. And I'll be clear on your final.
All right, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah. Enjoy your dinner. 73s to you. And, yeah, my name's Ken, if I didn't mention that before. And this is KF8AYO.
I think the call was KF8AYL. This is N8HKV. You still there, Ken?
N8KHV. Yeah, I am still here. This is KF8AYO.
Oh, good. My call is November 8th, Hotel Kilo Victor, and I just heard your QSO there. I wanted to let you know that tonight at 8 o'clock, the Genesee County Radio Club has a net, and it's just a general chat net, very comfortable net, good people, 147.340, and you might want to check in. That's at 8 o'clock.
147.340. Where is that out of? I'm in Burt's Run, and right now I'm coming off the. Let me check what I'm on here. I'm on the Gilbert Tower. But where's this one you're talking about?
That's in Flint, Michigan. It's for the and I'm not sure you'd be able to hit it. I don't know what you're running. From Birch Run. The repeater itself is on Hurley Hospital in Flint. It has good elevation, but I'm just not sure of the coverage. At the same time, I believe they're linked to a number of repeaters, and one of them is 444-200, I believe.
All right, I'll take a look and see. I'll see if I can hit that one. I'll see if it's one of the linked ones that I know about, or linked into one of the network nodes that I know about. But I'm in the pretty heavy forest here. I can't get anything out of the woods. This canopy's 80 foot, so I'd need a 100 foot tower to get above the trees. So it's a little rough going here, but that Guilford Tower is blessed because I think that one's like 700-800 feet or something of that nature, so I hit that one really well. I know there's a UHF one in Perth that's linked to a bunch. I hit that one pretty good, but I'll check these other ones out, and if I can get somewhere at 8 o'clock, you might hear my voice.
Okay, on the 3-8 here, you have a really good signal coming in. It's excellent, just as if you were right here in Flint. Good talking to you. Hope to catch you another time. By the way, my name is David, and I'm in downtown Flint. Ken, I'll say 73s. November 8, Hotel Kilo Victor, clear.
All right, good chatting with you. KF-80-WOW.
W-A-A-T-T Mobile.
W-A-A-T-T, this is KF-8-AYL. How you doing tonight?
Well, hello, sir. Name here is Scott, and we're on 69, just coming into Potterville, heading back home, Charlotte, from Menards. How are you doing? I didn't catch your call sign, but I've turned my audio off a little bit.
Yeah, the name here is Ken, and the call is KF-8-AYL, Kilo Foxtrot 8 Alpha Yankee Lima. And sounds like a fun trip to Menards. I've been there before many times.
Yep, got a Chevy truck that the bumper's rusted out, a 2004 Silverado, and a friend of mine gave me a new bumper, so I had to take the plastic out, and I'm in the process of taking the old one off, and pretty fun. I can't get my impact wrench in there to take the nuts off, so I'm trying to grind them off, and using a 4.5-inch grinder to cut some of the stuff away, the rusted part of the bumper, so I can kind of access some areas and hopefully be able to get my impact in there. But it's one of them deals. It's always an adventure. nice to meet you, Ken. Usually I'm not on this repeater. I hear people on it quite often, so a good deal. Usually I hang out on the Aurelius repeater or one of the Charlotte repeaters, but we try to focus on what's being used in that. So, oh, good to hear people out here.
Yeah, it's always fun to hear people on the radio, that's for sure. Yeah, Rusty Crux. I stopped doing that years ago. I owned my share of rusty vehicles in my younger years, and I'm like, nope, I'll spend a few hundred bucks, whatever, go buy something down south that's not rusted and bring it back, do whatever. I do not like rust anymore. I hate it. Detest it. It's just not something I want to deal with anymore in my life. If I have like my wife's car we bought new, I keep that underwashed religiously. I go and I take it to the power wash and underwash it myself all the time during the winter season so I can keep all that crap off of there. I hate rust. No fun. Did I lose you there? This is KF8AYL.
Nope, still here. Still here, just getting around the crazies on the freeway. And then I saw crop duster going overhead, so had to take a peek at that, too. It was kind of nice because I work at Tractor Supply and Charlotte, and they were out spraying the fields there at the airport. He bails that up and that, so I have to ask him who paid for the spray and that and what they were spraying. But anyway, they're over this way by Potterville now, so I sure enjoy taking pictures of them and that when they're doing their job. But no, I just had this guy, he was right on my tail there, and he passed me just to get off on the same exit that I got off too there at the Potterville exit, and I take the back way into Charlotte. But crazy people, they're in too much of a hurry, I tell you. W-A-T-T.
Well, there's always those people. Yeah, I've noticed my wife's been laid up last few weeks with a bum foot, and she's gone back to work, but I've had to drive her. I have not taken, so I'm in Birch Run, and she works in Flint. So that Flint to Birch, you know, that's a four-lane I-75 corridor. In the middle of the week, I don't think I've driven that like that before. Everybody is doing 90, 100. I was doing 100 at one point and getting past. I'm not kidding. I'm like, what is going on here? This is just like some kind of racetrack.
Yes, sir. Yeah. People are, it's just crazy. Yeah, I just get there and I put the cruise on the whatever the limit is and stay in the right lane and let the crazies go by me and that. And, it's just crazy. Everybody's just in such a hurry and that. It's just bad to see because they're usually distracted with their phones or something else and that. And it's just the way things happen. I used to ride motorcycle on that. And I just saw too many people. When I would go by them and that, you know, on their phones or doing something, doing makeup or crazy stuff. Yeah, I know 75 gets pretty bad. 94 is the one I think I hate the most of that. Just people just flying and that. Oh, gosh. Just pray that they don't hit anybody.
Yeah, I stopped riding my motorcycle around down here. I took it up north to our place up up in the UP, and I just use it for the back roads around there. There's a bunch of nice curvy paved roads around there. I just pretty much use it around there now. I don't like riding it around here on the square mile stuff on the flat land. Everybody's doing something. Yeah, like you said, they're messing around on their phones or doing whatever. And yep, not for me. I'm not young anymore, so took it up north and I enjoy it up there.
Well, good deal, good deal. Yeah, I still miss it after I got rid of it. Times, you know, kind of like weather like this is when I used to like to ride and that. And like to ride up north a lot. And up in the UP is a lot of fun. But, yeah, it got to the point where it was just getting harder to have a Harley, full dresser, and it was just too heavy anymore. And I started out with a soft tail, and they were a lot lighter and closer to the ground. And if I would have kept that one instead of getting the full dresser, I probably would ride a little bit longer, because that was just so much easier to ride and that, you know, and handle. But yeah, that and the way people were driving lately, I thought it was just the time to quit that. Gosh, I've had my cycle endorsement since I was 16, so it's been a long time in that. I'm not getting an old, kind of an old bike like I used to have or something, an old Honda or some bike, you know, that's, you know, just a kind of a older one, you know. I'm trying to think of the word there. It's an old one there, just to putz around with, and I have just as much fun with something like that.
Yeah, I still have the same bike that I bought brand new in 1993. It's nothing special. It's just a standard street bike, which most people don't even make anymore. It's a Honda Nighthawk 750, and nothing special about it, but I love that bike. It's been a great bike. I've not had any issue with it whatsoever, and it just runs smooth as a kitten, and yeah, it's I wouldn't have wanted to sell it. I kind of stopped wanting to drive it around in populated areas with a bunch of traffic, but up in the UP on some windy roads, yeah, there's a little bit more silt on the road and stuff you got to watch out for, but, you know, I can watch out for that. That's on me. I can't control other drivers, but I can control what I see on the road and whatnot and avoid it or just slow down, really. That's all you really need to do, but, yeah, good times. KF80YL.
Okay, Ken, well, just pulling in the driveway here, and, yeah, I rode a lot of Hondas, a lot of Hondas, and, had fun with them and that, and, oh, gosh, I was trying to think, I think the last one I bought was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was, more like a, oh, I don't know if it was like a ladies' bike or what, but it was, it was an automatic transmission one, and a guy at work had one that, I don't know, he came across on some deal, and he offered it to me for such a cheap price, you know, I bought it, and I drove that for quite a while, actually, you know, had fun with that, you know, and got teased a little bit, you know, for having, you know, automatic transmission, because I love to shift in that, too, but, oh, gosh. Anyway, had to get rid of that after a while and that. But that was fun. But I enjoyed my Hondas. I tell you, the Hondas, to me, are such a better engine in that than the Harleys and that. And I speak to people that ride Harleys, and some of them will get mad at me and say, hey, you know, what are you saying about that? And I says, hey, I've rode them both, you know, I'm not going to lie, you know. I can remember when I came off the floor with my first one I bought, and I thought there was something wrong with the transmission, because you know how smooth the Honda shifts, and Harley isn't so smooth, but they're an entity unto themselves and that, you know, but they sure get pumped up, you know. Well, anyway, Ken, I'm sitting here in the drive. It was nice meeting you and that, and hopefully I'll hear from you again. I'm going to get in and enjoy the rest of the beautiful night, and hopefully you can too. So 73 is for now, W8ATT.
Yeah, good chatting with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. That's the KF80 well.
KF80 UI test. KF8 UI test.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 80 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 79 degrees.
KF80 well, monitoring.
Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 75 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees.